The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater. The Michigan High School Athletic Association and WTVB present
Art Magic.
Here comes Squarefar ahead to Kenzie Galloway. Pass break. Yes, I won.
Nice pass from Megan Squarefar.
Dribble drive, cut off on the left wing. Needs help, finds Logan Miller. Seven with six with five. Back to King, up top. Down the middle of the lane. The runner,
brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Amerigas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Bobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Cooley's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Hallett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Root Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
And warm greetings from Sturgis High School as the Michigan High School Athletic Association and WTVB bring you coverage of this Class B girls basketball district semifinal game from Sturgis. Features the Coldwater Cardinals against the Three Rivers Wildcats. I'm Sean Watson. To my left is Coach Quinn Berry. And for the record, we want to get the final record for your JV boys basketball team straightened. It was, what, 14-5?
14-5, yep. We didn't get a chance to make up the Bronson game, so we got to go with 14-5. A very successful season. Very happy with the way that whole thing turned out, Sean, and probably could have got a couple more wins there towards the end, but had some kids injured, and Austin Krasminski and also in Brendan Spangler, so they had to set a couple of games towards the end of the season, which hurt us. There's no doubt about it, but real happy with all the kids and the way they played this year.
We're about 9 minutes or so away from tip-off of the first game of the night between Coldwater and Three Rivers. The winner of this contest will take on either Vicksburg or the host Trojans Friday night for the district championship and the opportunity to move on to regionals next week. Let's first talk about the Coldwater Cardinals under second-year head coach Ken Smoker. Finished out the regular season at 9-11. 4-10 in the SMAC East, but they did get that fourth win in East Division play, their regular season finale, 66-59. They beat Battle Creek Central. Kenzie Galloway wound up tying the single-game scoring mark for Coldwater High School girls basketball players that she set against Battle Creek Central back in January. She had 31 points. She also had a double-double with 10 rebounds.
Well, the Cardinals come into tonight, and I'll tell you what, they're as good a ball club as we've had in a while, and they're capable of winning this district, very capable. They have played tough competition with Marshall and Gull Lake all year long and played real well against those teams. And so even though Three Rivers is 18-3, we've seen those type of teams all year long, and we've played with them. So, you know, comes down to the bounce of the basketball sometimes, but the Cardinals should be right in this ball game all night long.
Also in the game on Friday night, Megan Scorfar almost had a double-double, 12 points and 9 rebounds. Carly Smoker with 6, so taking a look at the season stats, Kenzie Galloway leading the way, scoring 16.6 points per game, averaging 4.7 rebounds a night. Next down the scoring list, Megan Scorfar at 5.6. We got Michaela Gillette, who will come off the bench or start, depending upon the night, averaging 4.6. Carly Smoker, 4.3. Good news for Coldwater, Jordan Shirey, the team's leading rebounder, was clear to play following her 2-week spell on the bench with the ankle injury. She was cleared to play on Monday. She's averaging 7.8 rebounds a game to go along with her 4 points a game. That's going to be huge going up against Tegan Reeves and the Three Rivers Wildcats. We talk about them briefly, coming in with an 18-3 mark. They won the Wolverine Conference 10-0 in their division, and they won the conference championship, the de facto conference championship, beating Otsego last week, 46-33. They open up district play on Monday, so you know the old cliche where everyone starts out 0-0 when the districts begin. If you follow that logic, Three Rivers would be 1-0 because of their win against Edwardsburg on Monday night. 51-27, the score. It was 8-7 after one quarter, but Three Rivers shut out the Yetis in the second quarter, 14-0. And from there on out, it was all cruise control. Tegan Reeves, double-double, 22 points and 10 rebounds. Lindsay Mazneri, 12 points and 10 rebounds. Those are the two big guns for this group of Three Rivers Wildcats, particularly Tegan Reeves, who, as some of you may know, is a finalist for the Basketball Coaches Association of America and of Michigan and Detroit Free Press Miss Basketball honors.
Well, and she's a great player, but she's got a lot of good players around her. Her teammates have bought in. They understand who the scorers are on this ball club, the Wildcats, and they've bought in as far as getting her the ball or getting Mascheri the ball. And then, on the other hand, they play great defense, as they showed when they shut out Edwardsburg in the second period. Edwardsburg, a very good ball club that they had beaten twice this year already, and it's hard to beat a team three times, but they pretty much put it to them on Monday night.
So the Miss Basketball candidate, Tegan Reeves, averaging 22.8 points and 13.5 rebounds per game to lead the Wildcats. Lindsay Mazneri averaging 14.8. We remember seeing Tegan Reeves 4 years ago as a freshman. She had a good inside presence. The thing that she has developed since then is an outside game. She can shoot from well beyond the arc.
Well, I would think Coach Smoker will probably come out in the zone tonight to start with and maybe put in some man-to-man as things go. But you'll see a little bit of everything out of him. I think he has some good confidence in his club tonight.
The broadcast of this afternoon's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and WTVB. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and Midwest Communications Incorporated. We'll take this two-minute break, be back with the starting lineups and the opening tip. After this, you are listening to March Magic in February on WTVB.
Warner Oil Company and Steve Filson with us every day out on the road talking to farmers and getting an opportunity really to help folks in the farm community, aren't you, Steve?
Yes, we are. We service all of Branch County. We get into Calhoun County. We have all of Hillsdale County from our Roost Oil location in Reading.
Well, one of the things I know Warner Oil Company has prided itself in over the years has been that customer service of being there when somebody needs them.
Absolutely, service. That's what we really hang our hats on, and people can depend on us, especially with the farmers when they get in the field in spring. We're going to keep them rolling. We don't want anybody to have to sit and wait for fuel.
Yeah, when they need it, they really need it. At the same time, they're always looking at some new products, and you've got something new in the world of diesel.
We're working with renewable diesel. It's a bean oil. It's completely different than the old biodiesel. We're mixing at it anywhere from 5 to 20%. We've had absolutely great success with it, and everybody really likes it. Any more information you need, please stop by Warner Oil Company. Our office is at 400 Ray Street here in Coldwater, or call us at 278-5844.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
The starting lineups brought to you by Shorts Rip Beer Stand. Think spring, Shorts Rip Beer Stand will be opening for the season next Monday, March 3rd. Shorts Rip Beer Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Streets, Coldwater, where your debit and credit cards will be gladly accepted in 2014. For the Coldwater Cardinals, 9-11 overall under head coach Ken Smoker, back to his regular starting lineup that he's gone with for a good chunk of the season barring injury. In the backcourt, starting will be Megan Scorfar, a 5'5 senior, and Kendall Galloway, a 5'4 sophomore. Up front, Kenzie Galloway, Coldwater's leading scorer, 6-foot senior. Also, Carly Smoker, a 5'10 junior. And in the middle, Jordan Shirey, she is a 6-foot senior. For the Three Rivers Wildcats, 18-3 overall under head coach Jason Bingaman. Three guards in the backcourt. Freshman Krishana Carter, who was a call-up late in the season and has emerged as the starting point guard. Also, Corey Sanders, a 5'6 senior, and Alexis Herbert, a 5'9 junior. Up front, Lindsay Masneri, a 6-foot senior, and in the middle, the Miss Basketball candidate, Tegan Reeves, a 6'2 senior.
We're just about ready to go. The Wildcats under Jason Bingaman. I remember Jason in his playing days at Three Rivers, an outstanding player, and he's taken that to the next step and is now turning a pretty good program into over at Three Rivers.
Of course, the last time you and I saw Coldwater and Three Rivers play against each other, that was the year that Three Rivers finished runner-up in the Class B girls basketball finals.
And I think, Jason, that might have been his first or second year, so he's only been coaching 4 or 5 years.
The Coldwater bench is directly in front of us. Coldwater will be moving from left to right across your radio dial, and they will be the home team wearing the home whites with the red numerals and black trim. Three Rivers, the visitors, will be working from right to left here in the first half in their road purples with the white numerals and trim. Again, the winner will take on either the Vicksburg Bulldogs or the Sturgis Trojans. That's the second game of the doubleheader here at Sturgis High School coming up. The district championship game tipping off at 7 o'clock on Friday. Should Coldwater get the win against Three Rivers, we'll be back here beginning at 6:30 on Friday.
Look forward to that, hopefully.
Kenzie Galloway jumping at center circle along with Three Rivers' Tegan Reeves. The ball is slapped into the Wildcat front court. Nice feed underneath. Masneri triple team, turns around, shoots, and gets a nice roll. The Wildcats draw first blood, 2-0. Here is Megan Scorefire, dribble drive, a double team, get it cross court, ball caught up to by Kenzie Galloway. Three pointers good from the left corner.
Kenzie with a good start tonight.
3-2. Of course, Kenzie Galloway coming off her second 31-point performance of the season, both times setting and then tying the school record. Krishana Carter from the right elbow short. The ball tipped by Jordan Shirey to Kenzie Galloway. She'll slow up just past the half-court line, get it to younger sister Kendall. It's like the Wildcats are starting out man-to-man defensively. Nice feed from Smoker to Shirey, and she scores underneath.
Beautiful passing there by the Lady Cardinals.
5-2, Cardinals up top. 6:56 left to play in the quarter. We haven't seen Tegan Reeves assert herself yet, but again, it's early. Carter at the top of the key, get it to Corey Snyder. She holds the ball down on her hip on the right wing, get it to the corner to Alexis Herbert. Feed goes to Masneri. Shot from the 12-foot mark on the right baseline is short. She got her own rebound. Attempt at the putback was blocked by Carly Smoker, who picks up the first foul of the game. 6:33 left to play in the first quarter. Masneri to the free throw line.
They got to do a better job of boxing her out. They can't give her that second easy shot, and that's what happened there.
Masneri, best on the team from the free throw line, 72%, 69 out of 96 shooting. And Masneri cuts the Cardinal lead to 5-3, 6:33 left to play in the first quarter. Masneri marries both, 5-4. Here come the Cardinals. Kendall Galloway just passed the timeline, picked up on defense by Herbert. Score far to Kendall. Lofting it inside, looking for Smoker, tipped and taken away by Krishana Carter. What a talented-looking freshman. And she'll take it coast-to-coast, miss on the layup. She tips the ball back outside of the perimeter. Masneri to Reeves for three from the left wing. Bounces off the back of the hoop, but the ball tipped and hauled in by Kenzie Galloway.
Much better job there. Good box out by Kenzie.
Kenzie dribble-driving, feeding Shirey, and she scores from five.
That's a good sign. Shirey's 2 for 2. 4 points to lead the Cardinals.
7-4. Coldwater leads by three. 5:50 left to play in the first quarter. Krishana Carter get it to the left wing. Sanders feeds Tegan Reeves. From the left elbow, it's short. Ball saved by the Wildcats to Coldwater's Megan Scorfar. She takes it across the timeline. Cross court lob to Kendall. Now left wing. Kenzie for three. Bam! You can tell that Kenzie Galloway is really looking forward to the matchup tonight against Tegan Reeves. She also remembers what happened during the volleyball season. Tegan Reeves, who was injured about the time of the volleyball district, came off the bench in the district championship game and helped lead her Wildcats to the volleyball district title in Coldwater. The attempt underneath the bucket by Three Rivers fell short. Coldwater will get the ball, and Alicia Schmittendorf will come in for the Wildcats. She is a 5'3 senior. Looks like Three Rivers is showing a 2-3 zone right now. From the free throw line, Carly Smoker. We'll talk about Carly Smoker. She buried a half-court shot during halftime of yesterday's Loyne-Orix-Coldwater boys game. A full timeout taken by Jason Bingaman. Just like that, Coldwater leading Three Rivers by a score of 12-4. As we remind you, to get your pass to watch Winter High School Championships live on the MHSAA.TV website, one low cost of $14.95. Gives you live access to MHSAA finals in wrestling, swimming, cheer, gymnastics, ice hockey, and basketball. Sign up for your pass to the finals at MHSAA.TV. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Well, the Cardinals not only come out hot shooting the ball, they've got to take care of it on the defensive end. So far, pretty good job. Only one offensive rebound that's hurt them, but they got to continue to block out underneath and give the Three Rivers Wildcats just one shot.
Lindsay Masner with the only field goal for the Wildcats so far. She has 4 points with a couple of free throws tossed in there as well. There's 4:59 left to play in the first quarter. It is 12-4. Coldwater on top of Three Rivers. The Wildcats will get the ball in the backcourt. Corey Sanders to inbound to Krishana Carter. Again, also out on the floor, Lindsay Masneri, Alicia Schmittendorf, and Tegan Reeves on the right blocks. Oh, Krishana Carter throws the ball to the Three Rivers athletic director, other end of the floor. Oops.
Well, we got to take advantage. Three Rivers just seems to be making a few mental mistakes right now.
Smoker, bounce pass to Kendall Galloway, catches up to it in the left corner, now up top to Scorfar. Inside Smoker, turns around, shoots over Reeves. Reeves got a piece of it, and the ball comes to Carter. Carter trying to feed Tegan Reeves inside off of her, off of a Cardinal. A shot from the left blocks by Schmittendorf, short. Kenzie Galloway tracks down the ball, finds Kendall, now get it. Whoa, dangerous pass by Kendall Galloway. Kenzie is able to catch up to it. However, Schmittendorf's hawking her. Score far top of the key. Now Kendall Galloway to reset with 4:10 left to play in the first quarter. 12-4, Coldwater on top of Three Rivers in this MHSAA Class B girls basketball district game from Sturgis. Glad you're listening on this Wednesday afternoon. It'll be Wednesday evening in about another 22 minutes or so. The shot from the right elbow short for Scorfar. Rebound putback does go in with, who was that, Kendall?
Kendall Galloway. And all four of the five starters in the book for the Cardinals.
Good to see. 14-4, a 10-point lead. Here's Tegan Reeves, shoots from the right elbow and finally drains her first bucket of the game.
Tegan Reeves with a nice 15-foot jump shot.
Token pressure coming from the Wildcats in the backcourt. The ball slung to Scorfar. She finds an opening on the right baseline, trying to bounce it to Shirey on the other side. The blocks ball down on the ground. Wrestling match breaking out between Corey Sanders and Kendall Galloway underneath. Jump ball possession, all pointing back to the Wildcats. We're going to see Kimmy Seibert coming in, a 5'5 senior for Three Rivers. Jason Bingaman, the head coach, going to a deep bench. It was actually a Coldwater ball, but it was tipped on the inbound and stolen by Three Rivers. We don't have the benefit of being able to see the possession arrow here at Sturgis for some reason in our broadcast position. Off a screen, here's Krishana Carter on top of the key. Get it to Masneri, cross court, throws the ball to Seibert. Almost went through her hands into the Coldwater bench. Now the freshman, Krishana Carter, to reset. Moves to her left, moves to her right, tosses the ball to Masneri. Oh, traveling music, Sammy, as she tried to take off from the wing.
Well, they're double-teaming Tegan Reeves down in that post area, and they're just not going to let her get the ball.
Carly Smoker to the bench. Coming in for her will be Shelby Bowers, a 5'11 junior. You think these Wildcats may be underestimating the Cardinals a little bit?
Well, there's no doubt that, you look at the records.
Here's Megan Scorefire. Get it to an open. Mackenzie Galloway, left corner three, bricked it short. And Bowers tries to backset it to no one in particular.
Just a tough rebound to handle there for Shelby. Goes off her shoulder, out of bounds.
Here come the Three Rivers Wildcats. They trail by 8, 14-6, 2:30 left to play in the quarter. Mazneri get it to the right corner. Seibert tosses back up top to Carter. Back to Seibert on the corner. Draws a foul from Kendall Galloway.
And Kendall just a little anxious there. Doesn't need to make those fouls 30 feet from the basket.
Kendall with her first foul, team second for the Cardinals. 2:17 left to play in the quarter. Reeves lofting it inside. Mazneri turns around, shoots over the triple team, counts the bucket and one. Mazneri single-handedly keeping her Three Rivers Wildcats in the game. One member of that triple team for Coldwater picking up the foul. It's Kenzie Galloway with her first, team third.
That was an outstanding move by Mazneri. Just kind of a turnaround, little hook shot from the baseline.
And she gets to go up and attempt to finish the three-point play. She's able to. After that, it's a five-point lead now, 14-9. Mazneri with seven of those 9 points. Scorefar trying to feed the ball. Misconnection between Shirey and Bowers underneath the Coldwater bucket. Well, they say it was last off of one of the Wildcats.
Yeah, tipped away from Jordan Shirey right under the bucket.
Break for the Cardinals. Scorefire trying to inbound. Problem is, Tegan Reeves is right in front of her, about two heads taller than Megan.
Megan's got to make, she's got to fake that pass.
Whistle and a foul. Going to go against Coldwater before the inbound. Trouble for the Lady Cardinals. Kenzie Galloway just picked up her second foul.
Kenzie away from the basketball there, trying to get open. Must have pushed off.
She stays out there for the time being as Three Rivers pushes the ball up the floor. Mazneri, block underneath by Kendall Galloway. Mazneri up for two. Both Galloway sisters with two fouls for Coldwater now. Oh, Ken Smoker, the head coach of the Cardinals, will go to the bench. Morgan Howard set to check it. Well, it looks like Haley Rank. Is it Ranky? No, it's Peruki. And Michaela Gillette. First miss from the free throw line for Lindsay Mazneri. And in for Coldwater will come Michaela Gillette. She's a 5'4 junior. Also Kelly Peruki, a 5'6 senior. Both Galloway sisters to the bench with a couple of fouls. Mazneri with a couple of misses. Shirey boxing out for the rebound. Beat Tegan Reeves in that battle underneath. Find Scorefire, get it to Shirey, and now Peruki on the left wing, 30 feet away from the bucket. Now she's clogged up by her defender. Mazneri needs help, finds Gillette. Moves the top of the circle. Schmettendorf guarding her, now back to Peruki, dribble driving. Loss of dribble, ball down on the ground once again. And we're going to get another jump ball. This time the possession arrow is pointing toward the Wildcats.
Well, this is a situation here where Megan Scorefire as a senior, he's got to kind of take over out there a little bit and give some direction. We don't have a whole lot of offensive scores on the court right now.
Mazneri coming to the bench. Alexis Herbert back in for her. Evidently,
we have a question on Kinsey Galloway with two fouls. I think Ken Smoker is asking about that.
Thinking that maybe Jordan Shirey might have been assessed the earlier foul?
I thought that's who they gave it to.
I saw 2-4 being flashed by the official. The clock has stopped while we talk this over. 1:31 left to play in the first quarter. Here at Sturgis High School, it is Coldwater 14, Three Rivers 9. Ken Smoker, veteran official that he is... calmly discussing the situation with the three officials on the floor with the striped jerseys. Speaking of which, why do they officiate? Some officiate to give back to the sport that gave them so much to them when they were growing up. Some officiate to be a role model for aspiring officials. Others officiate to make a difference. To become a registered high school game official, call or click the MHSAA. You can be a referee. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics. We see Kenzie Galloway getting ready to check in. I think the final determination might have been that the foul that was mistakenly given a few moments ago to Kenzie Galloway should have been correctly given to 42 instead of 24.
And that, hey, they made the right decision because the foul was on Jordan Shirey, and I think Jordan Shirey, number 42, and the official came over, and I think he just gave it the wrong way, or the official scorer, read it the wrong way. So.
Well, as it is, Jordan Shirey came to the bench. Morgan Howard, 5'9", junior, regular substitution coming in for her. And Kenzie Galloway back on the floor. Cardinals need her scoring punch right now. Five-point lead, still a five-point lead. Shot for three up top by Krishana Carter. Short. Almost getting a steal off the rebound was Alexis Herbert for the Wildcats. She runs out of room in the short floor here at the Sturgis High School gym. Here come the Cardinals with 1 minute left in the first quarter, leading 14-9. Howard clogged up on the left elbow. Skid stop. Three Rivers fans wanted to travel. Now a dribble drive. Scorefar draws a foul on the right elbow. First foul of the game for the Wildcats. Be assessed to Alexis Herbert. It's coming 7 minutes and 10 seconds into the game. Gillette trying to inbound through Morgan Howard's hand. Ball picked up by Kendall Galloway. Now back to Kenzie. I take that back. Kendall not on the floor right now. Here is... Michaela Gillette blocked. She got her own rebound. Immediately throws the ball to Kimmy Seibert for the Three Rivers Wildcats. She gets her ball back.
Shelby Bowers.
As she does, Shelby Bowers knocks her over.
Yeah, just in the wrong spot at the wrong time there.
Her first foul, team sixth. Lindsay Mazzaneri back in after her brief breather for Three Rivers. Herbert coming to the bench. Wildcat ball trailing by five. 24 seconds left to play in the quarter. Mazzaneri drains a triple from the left corner. She was wide open.
Boy,
just a two-point game right now.
What a nice thing to have there when you got that two-headed.
Kenzie Galloway's pass blocked by Tegan Reeves. Stolen in the front court or knocked away by Megan Scorefar. It's off of her. That interrupted the fast break attempt by Tegan Reeves. 6.2 seconds left in the quarter. It'll be Wildcat ball underneath their bucket. The inbound to Mazzaneri. Get it to Reeves. Open up top for three at the buzzer. Wide.
Left.
Still 1.7 seconds left to play in the quarter, so not much the Cardinals can do. About a three-quarter court shot by Kenzie Galloway. About 5 feet short at the buzzer. 14-12, Coldwater on top of Three Rivers. After one, this MHSAA Class B Girls Basketball District semifinal game. You're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Sturgis High School. Sean Watson, Quinberry, Mike Sy, the hardest working man in show business, Justin Lopshire, back at the WTVB studios producing and engineering. Coldwater ball to start the second quarter in this MHSAA Class B girls basketball district semifinal game. The Cardinals lead Three Rivers 14-12. Lindsey Masneri for the Wildcats, leading all scorers with 10. Tegan Reeves with 2. That's it for the Wildcats right now. Meanwhile, Kenzie Galloway with 6 and Jordan Shirey with 4 to lead Coldwater. They have the ball to start the second quarter. Here's a shot, line drive shot from the left blocks. Bricked it short for Morgan Howard. Here comes Three Rivers. Rashana Carter, who has not taken a break yet today, gets the ball to Herbert on the left wing. Now back between the circles to Carter. Carter back to Herbert on the left wing. Looks like the Cardinals are showing a zone right now.
They stand right in that zone. It's almost like a matchup zone with two girls staying on the big girl.
Problem, though, you get Krishana Carter wide open. Eventually, she was going to train a well, they're calling it a long two. It's a 14-14 tie right now. Her foot was just inside the arc. Well, here come the Cardinals. Scorefire trying to answer from the left elbow. It's short. Bowers is knocked down on the attempt for the rebound. Ball down on the floor. Howard underhands it. Back up top to Scorefire. Shot blocked by Krishana Carter. She comes up with a loose ball. She has numbers. She's going to get leveled by Megan Scorefire trying to get back. Carter to the free throw line for a pair and a chance for Three Rivers to take the lead. Megan Scorefire battling hard underneath. This has been a really tough season for her. She's down right now.
No, that's not Megan. That's right now, that's Michaela Gillette, who just stepped on somebody's foot. Just by pure accident, she was behind the play, stepped on somebody's foot out there, and she went down hard. Grabbed right a hold of her ankle immediately.
So, out comes assistant athletic trainer here at Sturgis, Jody Scheid, who has stepped in admirably for Coldwater's athletic trainer, Phil Herman, while he's recovering from his broken hip. It was so good, incidentally, to see Phil Herman back at the CHS gym yesterday in his wheelchair. Definitely picked his spirits up, all the well wishes that he received from everybody there. In fact, I even asked him, are you telling the physical therapists how to do their job while you're doing your PT? He said, no, not really, but he's a very easy patient. He does what they tell him to do.
That's for sure. Phil's pretty low maintenance out there at the Laurels, but that's...
Did they give the foul to Michaela Gillette?
No, they gave the foul to Scorefire. Michaela was way behind the play. She just stepped on somebody's foot.
Well, that's her first, team seventh. On the shooting foul, Krishana Carter drains the first and gives Three Rivers their first lead of the night, 15-14. Shirey back in, along with Carly Smoker, Howard, and Bowers to the bench right now. Shelby Bowers taking a look at her friend and teammate, Michaela Gillette, who's getting looked at. Looks like Jody Scheid is examining Gillette's ankle right now. Krishana Carter drains both, and the Three Rivers fans remind the Coldwater fans she is a freshman. Other end of the floor, the ball knocked away. The Wildcats turning up the pressure on the defense. They have a 16-14 lead. Kenzie Galloway inbounding in front of the Wildcat bench to Kendall Galloway. Alley-oop pass went through Shirey's hands, picked up by Tegan Reeves, ahead to Krishana Carter, one-on-two break, layup, bricked it, off the back of the rim. Carly Smoker had the rebound, mugged by Reeves underneath, no call, other end of the floor. Megan Scorefire gets a retaliation call, kind of a makeup call, other end of the floor. Kimmy Seibert on her hip, picking up her first foul, team second. Coldwater ball out of bounds, 6:36 left to play in the half. They trail 16-14 right now.
I'll tell you, that Krishana Carter, the freshman.
Underhanded shot, got a nice roll for Kenzie Galloway in traffic. She has 8 points, and we're tied up at 16s once again.
I was going to say, the young freshman for Three Rivers, Carter, long arms, long legs. She's going to be a good one. Has a great demeanor on the floor.
Oh, remember 4 years ago, we saw Tegan Reeves perform well for the Wildcats in that state semifinal team as a freshman. Foul on Three Rivers, Lindsey Masneri, as Carter took a shot and missed it.
Masneri trying to clear him out under the basket, get good position. Official made the right call.
Her first is the team first. Here come the Cardinals, 6:03 left to play in the half, a 16-16 tie. Kendall Galloway finding Megan Scorefire, open for three, left wing, off the back of the hoop, off of Shirey's hands, loose ball picked up by Smoker, couldn't bank it in, rebounded by Reeves. Finds Krishana Carter, across the timeline. Now to Teagan. Shoots from the elbow. Drains it. And the Wildcats lead again, 18-16. Ken Smoker has seen enough. He's going to call a full timeout, 5:37 left in the half, 18-16. Three Rivers on top. You're listening to March Magic in February on WTVB.
Get fresh food fast. At the Willows, your meal is cooked to order and never sits under a heat lamp. Every Wednesday night is chicken night. Enjoy the Willows jumbo breaded chicken wings for just 50 cents each with your choice of dipping sauce. Or get a three-piece chicken strip basket with fries for just $4.99. Come join your friends for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 5 with specials on your favorite canned or draft beer at the Willows Bar and Grill, just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater. And check out their new look.
Bird watching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekonja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Coldwater ball coming out of the timeout. Just some strategy to discuss the increased pressure being put on defense from the Wildcats. Coldwater trails 18-16. Here's a wide open Kendall Galloway. Right corner three.
They need Kendall to come up big tonight, and so far she has 5 points.
Coldwater regains the lead, 19-18, 5:12 left to play in the half. Ball went through Carter's hands. She tracks it down. Sanders to Reeves on the right wing, being guarded by Kenzie Galloway. Now back up top to Carter on the wing. Get it to Sanders, back to Carter. Around to the left wing, Schmittendorf to Reeves off the screen, dribble drive down the middle, fouled! And she'll go up for two.
Jordan Shirey stepped up and just, like Coach Smoker's telling her, go get those hands straight up, don't slap down at it.
So I believe the foul situation is clarified. That would be Jordan Shirey's second. It is. Team 8, first of two from the free throw line for Tegan Reeves is good on the season. Tegan is the second best free throw shooter, 71%. 19-19 tie, now 20-19 Wildcats, 4:51 left to play in the half as Reeves sinks both free throws. Score far with the ball on the right wing, trying to loft it to Jordan Shirey. Unfortunately, we got 6'2 Tegan Reeves underneath, almost had the steal, the ball went off of her.
Pretty hard to get it into Shirey there. That's a tough, tough pass.
The inbound lofted to Carly Smoker. Long two from up top went wide right, and it's out of bounds to Three Rivers. 4:39 left to play. First half from here at Sturgis High School. We're glad you're listening on what is almost set to become a Wednesday evening. Wildcat ball. Here's Masnari cut off on the right side. Get the ball back to Carter. Back to Masnari. She broke open. Launches a three-pointer from the right wing. Wide right. Rebounded by Schmittendorf. Got it to Reeves, who drains a two-pointer from the left wing.
Boy, she don't miss from that elbow.
No, she does not. 22-19, other end of the floor. Megan Scorefire tried to take it to the cup, got blocked and had the ball taken away by the Wildcats. Other end of the floor, pass altered by Scorefire off of Reeves. Coldwater will get it back, and in for the Wildcats will come Alexis Herbert.
Cardinals got to figure out some way to get the ball to Kenzie Galloway in a situation where she's open. Right now they're basically playing a box one on her with 24, just shadowing her.
24 being Alexis Herbert. Ball comes inside to Smoker, lofting it back to the right elbow. Here's Scorefire. Her two-pointer off the back of the hoop. Reeves with a rebound. She'll get it to her freshman point guard, Krishana Carter, who gets it across the timeline. Herbert on the right wing, holds the ball up high. Now back to Carter. Sanders calling for it on the left wing. It comes back to Herbert, right side. Now around the perimeter, Krishana Carter backs it out 35 feet away. The Cardinals sticking around in the zone. They trail by three right now, 22-19, 3:12 left to play in the half, clock moving. Moving off the screen, here is Herbert with the ball on the right wing. Comes back to Carter from Reeves. And a two from just inside the arc up top. 24-19, the Wildcats lead by five. Cardinals almost throw the ball away. Fortunately, they were able to bounce it off of a Wildcat. They're trying to find Jordan Shirey inside, but you can tell that there's a little bit of rust in her play.
Well, and we're having a hard time. We can't get it over the outstretched hands
of Tegan Reeves, is what you were trying to say.
Yeah, as we just say saw, Tegan Reeves.
We walk. Just saw Kendall Galloway travel with the ball, and another timeout taken by Coldwater. 2:52 left in the half, 24-19, Three Rivers. We're back in 30. You're listening to March Magic in February on WTVB.
Doday's On-Time Services is the name to know when you need to heat or cool your home, make sure your water heater is heating, improve the quality of your drinking water, or repair any type of plumbing problem. Now, that's a lot of services, and that's why they also offer a Priority Club membership. For a yearly fee, they'll do an annual maintenance check on all your systems. Plus, you'll get discounts on parts when you need them and priority service when you have a problem. That's Doday's On-Time Services, your trusted plumbing and heating company. Call 278-2995, 278-2995.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Thanks, Spring. Shorts Root Beer Stand will be opening for the season next Monday, March 3rd. Shorts Root Beer Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Streets, Coldwater, where your debit and credit cards will be gladly accepted in 2014. Coming out of the Coldwater timeout, Three Rivers ball leading by 5, 24-19. The clock is moving, 2:48 left to play in the half. Krishana Carter with the ball. Skid stop on the top of the circle. Swing the ball around. Tegan Reeves. Right corner three. Bounces off the hoop. Scarfar trying to save the ball from going out of bounds. Finds Shirey. Here comes Kendall Galloway to Kenzie Galloway in transition. Pulling up. Launching a desperation triple. Bricked it short. Loose ball tracked down by Sanders. Gives it to Reeves and Krishana Carter to settle things down for the Wildcats. The left elbow comes to Sanders. Back to Carter. Fires a triple and bricks it off the back of the rim. Ball rebounded by Scorefire. It's off of her as Carter pestered her from behind.
I just dribbled it off her foot there.
I'll give credit to Carter for helping create that internal pressure.
Well, Kenzie Galloway, she just got to be patient. She got to work hard out there, try to get off some screens and get open, but she can't force things.
Kemi Seibert came into the Three Rivers Wildcat lineup. Reeves to the left corner, long two. Count the bucket that Alexis Herbert drained. There's a whistle and a foul. Is the foul on the shot?
It's going to go on Jordan Shirey. Oh, wait.
The foul against Three Rivers, Lindsay Mazzaneri. So I believe we still count the bucket by Herbert, which makes it 26-19. Mazzaneri with her second foul.
We're going to have that at.
Alicia Schmittendorf coming in for Three Rivers, replacing Mazzaneri, who scored 10 points in the first quarter. Just picked up her second foul. While the shot was being taken and converted by Alexis Herbert to make the score 26-19, now 26-21 as we got that bucket.
Great job by Jordan Shirey. Nice little move under there. Good fake.
Oh, Shirey with 6 points. It's a 5-point lead right now, 26-21. Favor Three Rivers, a minute 35 left to play in the half. Here's Kimmy Seibert back up top to Carter. Right wing comes back to Carter up top. Reeves calling for it on the left wing. Shirey guarding her. Quick step. Blows by her. Shirey got a poke away from behind, but a little bit of arm in there as well for Shirey. Well, there she picks up her third foul. Ken Smoker motioning toward Morgan Howard. She will check in momentarily after the first of two from the free throw line for Tegan Reeves. Up and good. the regular substitution, Howard for Ashari, but of course, Kent Smoker probably would have preferred to have it come a little bit later, but as it is, Shirey just picked up her third foul, forcing the coach's hand. Tegan Reeves drains both of her free throws, making it a 7-point lead, 28-21. Wildcats, minute 17 left to play in the half, and here at Sturgis. Kendall Galloway found a seam, got cut off, comes back out, touched by Smoker, now picked up. Dribble drive cut off by Megan Scorfire, now running on the curl. Her take blocked from behind by Reeves. Blocked cleanly. It goes out of bounds back to Coldwater with a minute 4 left to play in the half. Kenzie Galloway will inbound underneath the bucket. And we'll find Kendall open for a long two. Ball swatted at by Tegan Reeves. Overshot it, but the rebound putback goes in for Smoker.
Nice. Nice position there by Carly.
28-23, Three Rivers. 50 seconds left to play in the half. Carter to Seibert on the left wing. Now back to Carter. Reeves on the right wing. Launches a triple. Air ball. Attempt by Seibert to save it. Errant as she stepped out of bounds before she could slap it back inbounds. It'll be Coldwater ball. 40.6 seconds left to play in the half. Scorfar being motioned to the backcourt. She will inbound it. Token pressure coming in the backcourt from Three Rivers Schmittendorf. Kenzie Galloway will get it across the timeline. Bounce pass to a whole bunch of purple.
I'm not sure who that was to. There wasn't anybody over there.
I think they were trying to run a set play. The problem is Kenzie didn't realize that the intended recipient wasn't there. I think she was looking for Megan Scorfar, but she got slowed up on the right blocks. Meanwhile, Krishana Carter dribbling the ball at center court. Now she'll start to run the offense with 8 seconds left in the quarter. Here's Seibert. The feed goes inside. Tegan Reeves turns around, shoots, and scores. 30-23, Three Rivers on top of Coldwater at the half. The Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report coming up. After this 3-minute, 15-second break, you're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Girls Basketball March Magic in February on WTVB.
Don't go on a date in an old car you hate. Hey, Coldwater, matchmakers Michelle Streets
and Melissa Hanna here.
It's February, so this month we're matching people up with the car of their dreams.
During our Meet Your Match sales event,
you could get up to $1,500 off a nicer, newer car today.
Now that's a sweetheart of a deal.
Heart been broken by bad credit rejection in the past?
Our For the People credit approval process
has better aim than Cupid with a crossbow.
And the banks and lenders want to say yes, 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 yes.
So if you're car just isn't doing it for you anymore,
find love again during our Meet Your Match sales event.
Get up to $1,500 off a hot new ride and get matched up with a nicer, newer car you'll love today.
But hurry, this deal is like young love and won't last forever.
I'm Michelle Streets.
And I'm Melissa Hanna,
a dealer for the people. Visit us at Rainbow Motor Sales in Coldwater
or online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Saving you money and great transportation is their specialty at Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Bobilia.com. How about a 2007 Dodge 1500 4x4 Hemi Quad Cab, just $224 per month? A 2008 Kia Sportage EX with sunroof is just $199 per month. Mobilia has a pair of 2012 Chevrolet Malibu LTs, your choice, just $214 per month. Just add tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Downer, Jared Hetrick, Sean Stoddard, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Mobilia. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy 3 oil changes and get the 4th one free. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12, across from the airport, Goldwater.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone. that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Many choices, one path. Not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It's halftime here at Sturgis High School in this MHSAA Class B Girls Basketball District semifinal game between Three Rivers and Coldwater. The Wildcats, two-time defending Wolverine Conference champions, leading the Coldwater Cardinals right now 30-23. The halftime report brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title, wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887. Where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater. Call them at 278-6960. Let's quickly go over the scoring summary. First for Coldwater, Kendall Galloway with 5, Kenzie Galloway with 8, Carly Smoker 4, Jordan Shirey with 6. That's the 23 that's up on the board for Coldwater right now. Meanwhile, for Three Rivers, Krishana Carter with 6, Alexis Herbert with 2, Lindsay Masneri with 10 first quarter points, Tegan Reeves with 10 of her game-high 12 points in the second quarter. That's 30 for the Wildcats. By the quarters, Coldwater outscored Three Rivers in the first, 14-12. But in the second quarter, favor the Wildcats big time, 18-9. And we were talking during the break, what happened between the first and the second quarters?
Well, Jason Bingaman, the coach for the Wildcats, decided to go to a box and one where they have just one girl chase Kenzie Galloway all over the court and just try to keep her from getting the ball. The other four girls stay in a zone situation right underneath the basket. And what happened was we just didn't get Kenzie any shots. And Kenzie's got to work hard. She's got to come off some screens. She's got to continue to get good movement out there so that we can get her the ball. We were not able to get her the ball, and hopefully Coach Smoker can make some of those adjustments at halftime.
The Three Rivers started off mostly man-to-man in the first quarter, showing a little bit of a regular 2-3 zone, and that worked to Coldwater's benefit. But again, like you said, they had trouble trying to adjust to the box and one that they threw out in the second quarter.
They sure did. We came out in that first quarter and, of course, took that 14-12 lead, and actually, I think it was, at one time it was 14-6. Had some good open looks. Carly Smoker with a bucket, Jordan Shire with a couple buckets, had good ball movement, but everything still went through Kenzie Galloway. She made some good passes in there. She made a couple of threes, so our offense went through Kenzie. Once they took that away in the second quarter, that's when our offense stalled as, again, we only got 9 points in that second quarter. And really, if it wouldn't have been for a couple of offensive rebounds by Jordan Shirey and Carly Smoker, they'd have held us to about 5 points in that second quarter. So good adjustments by Three Rivers. Now Coldwater's got to make that adjustment here at halftime and try to figure out how to get Kenzie more shots, or one of the other girls have got to step up and hit some big buckets.
Let's quickly set up what else is going on among the Branch County teams in the Class D district that Tekonsha went to. They were eliminated on opening night. Over at Mendon, we will have at least one Branch County team play for the district championship coming up on Friday night. We're recapping briefly what happened on Monday. Bronson eliminated Quincy 45-26, while Reading beat Hillsdale 45-20 tonight. And just underway in the first quarter, Union City taking on Bronson right now in one of the Class C District semifinals out at Mendon. The host Hornets taking on Reading at 7:30. The district championship Friday at 7 o'clock. If Coldwater should bow out here against Three Rivers, we will head out to Mendon on Friday night. In either case, whether it's Coldwater back here for a Class B district championship or following the Class C district at Mendon, our on-air time Friday here on WTVB and WTVBAM.com will be at 6:30.
Yeah, man, that's a good district. Bronson has played Mendon a couple of times this year in the league, lost to him twice. That could be another matchup that we see on Friday night.
Or it could be Bronson Reading, same as last year.
Well, yeah, you just never know. Reading, they're scrappy. They always have been. And I'm sure that Mendon, being on their home court with the season they've had, are expecting to win that district. But they got to get through Reading tonight, who always plays everybody tough come district time.
The MHSAA Student Advisory Council helps serve school sports as a voice of the student athlete. Applications for students from the class of 2016 to serve for 2 years on the Student Advisory Council may be submitted beginning in March. For more information about the MHSAA Student Advisory Council, visit the student leadership page of the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics. Second half to get underway after this 90-second break. Three Rivers leading Coldwater in this Class B district semifinal game, 30-23. You're listening to March Magic in February on WTVB.
It's a simple question.
You know a good place to eat?
And it has a simple answer. Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. Actually, it's more than just a good place to eat. Sure, they offer choice Black Angus, seafood, and daily dinner specials, but they also have great drink specials, and they have 24 beers on tap, including Bell's Hop Slam and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Plus, you can enjoy live entertainment every Thursday night at Coldwater's premier steakhouse, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.